Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Okay, we heard from Patrick Kane a little bit earlier post-game here as he finally snapped out of a four-game points drought tonight by delivering assists on the game-winning and the insurance goal here tonight. And after yesterday's practice, I had a chance to sit down and talk with him about a couple of things in general about how the season is going and how this team is handling what has been sort of a roller coaster ride over the first two-plus months. But the first thing I asked him about after that victory over the Buffalo Sabres, he has never lost a game to the Sabres during his career here at the United Center. That's his hometown team. I asked him about his feeling about escaping Friday night with a victory.
That would have hurt. That would have been. You know, sometimes you think you hit rock bottom. That would have been it right there. Especially against your hometown team. I think we beat them 11 in a row before last night. So now it's at 12. It's nice to beat those guys, but you know, it was a huge win for the team too.
What's this challenge been like this year for the first couple of months? You know, you guys have raised the bar so high here over the past 10 years, and you've probably only been through something like this, even close to it, once during that 2012, you know, long losing streak, and you came out of the other end of that one, you know, and make the playoffs. You know, how's it kind of been emotionally, psychologically, knowing, you know, it's here in this room, it's just a matter of putting it together?
Yeah, it's been, you know, it's been a stressful start, I think, not only for the team, but personally as well. Just like, you know, sometimes it seems like things are going in the right direction, and then, you know, all of a sudden you drop a few, and next thing you know, you're not producing either. So it's like, it's been a tough couple months, but, you know, I think, like you said, we feel like we have the group in here. I feel like there's a lot of good players to play with, and there can be some production as time goes on here. So just trying to work hard at your craft and at your game, and hopefully find some solutions here and start playing better individually, and I'm sure that'll help the team as well.
Some of you guys try to find your traction here. What can you say about the way a couple of the kids have jumped in, whether it's, you know, Gustav and Jan, and the way DeBrincat and you know, Hayden holding on to his job?
Yeah, I think all those guys have been awesome for us. Our young guys have been, you know, the bright spot of the team this year, so, and Crawford. So, you know, they've been, you know, stepping up in big moments. I mean, you look at a game like last night, you know, Brinksy scores a power play goal. You know, Forsling makes a great play on the tying goal, a little shot pass to Wingles, and then he scores the winner. So those guys are stepping up. They're playing well, you know, and they've been holding their own. So it's good to see.
If there is one part of the game where thinking is almost bad, is that the power play sometimes, where if you start thinking too much, it starts affecting things negatively?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of talk about it. We're trying to work at it in here and find the right solutions. You know, I still think it's a work in progress. I thought it was a little bit better last game than it has been in the past. And, you know, I think if we can kind of make it easy on ourselves, you know, simplify, know where guys are when you have the puck, be predictable for each other. And, you know, I was saying before, you know, we sometimes do a lot of good things where we're, you know, getting in on the entries really easy. You know, we have the right setup we want, and we're getting the shot we want, and then, you know, we're not getting the pucks back, and it's back down the ice, and you got to set up all over again, and it's tough to do that over and over. So you got to do a better job of getting those retrievals on pucks and second chances.
Through all this, is it the same guys here in the room when the doors are closed, and, you know, whether it's between periods or before games, getting things ready, where it's Brent or Duncan or Johnny, yourself,
Patrick?
I think you know, I think we've kind of tried to emphasize that it's just like it's our team, it's our locker room. You know, if whoever wants to speak up and say anything, that's their call. And you know, we're not you know, feeling like we're the only ones that can talk in here and say certain things. You know, we'll take input from anyone. So, you know, we encourage the young guys and the new guys to step up and say different things and bring what they can to the table as well.
So it's equal opportunity opinions in that Blackhawks locker room. But obviously, the voices that carry the most weight are the guys who have won 2 and 3 Stanley Cups, who have that jewelry, who have those rings, whether it's Patrick Kane and Sharp, Jonathan Toews, Brent Seabrook, who really is thought of as the vocal, emotional leader throughout this entire Cup run. You know, he was here before this turnaround all began. Same for Duncan Keith. But vocally, even though Jonathan Toews wears the C and he is the captain, a big reason that this team has loved Brent Seabrook for not only his on-ice contributions, but also the stuff that he does behind closed doors.